Parshas Kedoshim, the first chiyuv is double called Nasi. So v'matalem Kedoshim tiyu ki kodesh ani Hashem lekeichem. So Rashi says the mitzvah of Kedoshim is prushim min arayis u'min aveira. It's a general reinforcement of mitzvah sase, a general mitzvah sase to reinforce all arayis. That's the lashon of Rashi over here. Famous Ramban, we spoke a few times already about it. Ramban says that it's referring to novel b'shus ha-Torah, that even if a person keeps all the mitzvahs that it says in the Torah concerning arayis, a person could still do a lot of nevala. So b'meila, the Torah is telling you, covering everything with a blanket statement of k'doshim to you. It's hard a little bit to understand what... I mean, there are a lot of things in the Torah that we say the Torah couldn't possibly mention everything, so that's why they gave over to Rabbanim. You can't, if you write the Torah, write every single part of every mitzvah, it would be too big and it's not possible to do it. So things are left over, usually for the Rabbanim, the way that we understood. Here it's strange that you're talking about a very ikar mitzvah, and ki'ilu it's all left over for a general mitzvah. I mean, hagufa, how do you know what's right, what's wrong? I mean, if the Torah was mat to everything, what exactly are the gedorim of kedusha and davar shebe'etah? We spoke about it a few times, different ways. I want to talk about it a little bit of a different angle, understanding what it is. I'd like to understand what is the chiyuv, what is the inyan of being mekadesh in inyanim of arayis, especially since the Chazal say kadesh atzmo b'mutalecha, that kedusha especially is chal on heter, which is Rashi says mashma on Isser, and it's mashma and Chazal b'kan heter. Why dafkin in heter taka? There's a lashon in the medrash over here that a mashal, it's the Chazal over here and a few other places, they try to explain who's more kadosh, us or malachim. So it says that we have a bigger kedusha than malachim. Malachim, it says in kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Malachim say once kedusha, we say three times kedusha. So Chazal say a mashal to someone who a king gave a vineyard to two watchmen. One of them was a teetotaler, he was a person who didn't drink, and the other person was a drunk. When he came back, he saw that they watched it well, and they didn't taste any of the wine, and they kept people out. So he gave a lot more schar to the one who was a drunk, because he said his job is a lot harder. And the same thing, since Malachim live in Shemayim, so Kedusha comes easy for them, so they get, so they're less. Klal Yisrael, that they live in on earth, and they have Yitzhahara and so on, and the Shakua, and it, for them, they're more Kaddish, and that's why they're called a higher level of Kedusha than Malachim. It's not, the Medrash, the Chazal seems to be very inaccurate to the point. If you're talking about how much schar to give, we say yes. Lamos, let's say a person has two talmidim. One of them has a brilliant head, and one of them has an average head. And they both get, and let's say the one with the average head gets a 95, and the brilliant one gets a 97. So I'll compliment the average guy a lot more, because I'll say, you know, it was a lot harder for him, and he should, you know, for him a 95 is a tremendous seg, I'll give him a prize. But the other one still knows better. You know, when you're talking about how much schar you get for what you did and the effort, so it makes sense to say that you're complimenting the one who tried harder, who had a big nisayon, worked harder, and tried harder. But when you're talking about absolute values, who's a big Talmud Chacham? The one that got the higher mark. When you're talking about Kedusha, you're not talking about schar. What the shaila is, who's more Kaddish, Malachim or Adam? So the answer should be definitely Malachim. Adam is shakur in this world, and he struggles very hard, and he gets somewhere, and so on. That's a reason to give him schar. It's not a reason to call him kaddish in the same sense that you call Malachim kaddish. And Chazal emphasized that it's a reason why Kaisel has a bigger shem kedusha than Malachim. And that's an akuda to understand. There's a another area that Kedusha, the word Kedusha is used in a lot of different contexts. And one of the areas is Nisuin and Kedusha. The whole Metzias of Kedusha, the Rambam explains that before Matan Torah, the process of Nisuin was a natural process. A person liked somebody, they moved in together, and they were husband and wife. That was the Metzias of Nisuin. After Matan Torah, the Torah gave a parish of Kedusha, which seems to be almost a superfluous, you can make Musa out of it and say, yeah, you know, it's a time for a person to Mekadosh himself and learn Musa, but a Tachlis, you're talking about, you're extending the Inyan of Nisuin. What exactly does the Kedusha accomplish? The Kedusha doesn't accomplish very much. There's no issues involved in Kedusha. There's no mezainis. There's nothing really of the trappings of issues. So today we see it as being a way of saying, okay, you know, the shatchanis is over now. You know, the suitors are, you know, no more shiduchim. Now they're ready to get married. But the ikar adin, the pshat is it's mitzad the kinyan. This kedusha comes before nisuin, and it's the same. It's in the gidrei kedusha, obviously, like the gemara dashes, like hegdish asur kol olam kula kehegdish. What is the inyan over here? Where does kedushin fit in on top of nisuin? One more chazal over here that I'd like to understand. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh umitzian yisadeka. The pasuk says that David HaMelech was mispal on his chayolos, and he said HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send his help, his Yeshua, mikodesh umitzian yisadeka. So There are two mekayris where the Yeshua comes from. The Chazal and the Rishonim, by and large, almost all explain that the Nitzachon of Klal Yisrael Muhammad came from the Aron. That was the where it came from. So like the Aron would go out to Muhammad and so on. So he was mispallel that from the Mokum of Kedusha, from the Mokum Aron, that's where the Yeshua should come to Klal Yisrael. Fine. But there's two Lashonis. There is Kodesh and there is Tzion. Yishach Ezra Mikodesh and Tzion Sadeka. And the Chazal Darshnit is a Medrash, it's brought down. This Chazal is a Chazal, it's a Medrash Rabbah by us on Kedoshim. Yishach Ezra Mikodesh from the Kedushas HaMitzvahs. Umitzion Yisodeka, that is from Tzion, from the Mitzvahs HaMitzuyonim. So you have the same musig, the Beis HaMikdash is called, the Makom HaMikdash, the Makom of the Aron, is called Kodesh and Tzion, and the Makom of Klal Yisrael, the quality of the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael is called Kodesh and Tzion also. The mitzvahs, the quality of the mitzvahs are Mekdushas Maisim Shalachem, it says in the Lashon of the Chazal, Umimitzuyonim, and the Maisim Tzuyonim. It's a double quality. To understand what's the difference between Kedusha and Tzion, and it expresses itself as a Mokom. The Mokom HaMikdash is called both Kodesh and Tzion, and also the Mokom of the mitzvahs carrying themselves a quality which is called Kodesh and Tzion, and one of them is Yishach Ezra Chomi Kodesh. Ezra comes from Kodesh, and Sa'ad comes from Tzion. Those are the two dimensions. And the truth is, they're very similar, because Kedusha, like we saw Rashi here in Ramban, is Loshen Keder, Loshen Afrosha, Loshen Havdola. All those in Yanim are included in Kodesh. And in Tzion, the word Tzion also means marked off. It has a special mitsuyan means it has clearly defined boundaries where it's different than other things. So in a sense, Tzion and Kodesh both denote a similar inyan, and yet there's a different connection in each one. So let's try to understand a little bit and understand the teichon over here. If let's first understand the inyan of Kodesh, Hegdesh. We once spoke about it in a little bit of a different context. The word Kodesh in Lashon Kodesh means preparing something for something else, like Kitru Tzoim, Kiru Atzara. Dedicate, declare a fast day and call people together for a gathering. Mikra Kodesh means it's so to speak defining a day as such. You find an interesting halacha in Kochim that when a person brings a korban for the Mizbeach, you have to be makdish it before you can bring it to Mizbeach. Because the only question is how close to bring it so that the person is not nichshol. But you can't just walk in with a behemah and dump it on Mizbeach. And why not? I mean, the person is doing a mitzvah, and what could be better than just going in and doing a mitzvah? I mean, without any hini mukhun mzumas, do it in fartik. Well, what's the inyan that for dvarim shabbi, everything has to become? I mean, there are subyas beligvul in kachim about the Kedushas Kli, Kedushas Peh. There is no such thing as taking a Heftz of Chulin and doing a Vayda with it. It's possible. The question is the Kli Mekadesh, is the Peh Mekadesh, sometimes the Mizbeach Kim Mekadesh, even if it's on the Zat Royu. But there's a Musig of being Mekadesh something for a Vayda. I mean, Hagufi, you're doing the Mitzvah. What else? What could be better than that? So let's try to understand a little bit that Indian of what Kedusha is. The people, it's spoken time and again without, I mean, it's Kedusha by Rabbim that the job of everyone is to make Kedusha out of Chulin and Dafka places that are Chol and Dafka places that are Tomei and so on and so forth. So again, it sounds like it just because it's hard, you should do it. What does it mean to make something choil, kodesh, and so on? When a person has, for instance, let's take an example. A person, there's the earth and there's the moon. Those are two separate entities. They're defined as two separate entities because it's very far and very difficult to get from one to the other. And there's a big gap between the two. So those are two separate entities. Machmas, the fact that they are disjunct, they're discontinuous. They just don't have a hemshah. Two countries have a boundary, a natural boundary, like a tall mountain chain or a river or whatever it is. The Havdalah and the Hafrasha between those two areas is natural in the sense that they're discontinuous. These are two areas that are not continuous. You have to climb up a very tall mountain, very difficult. You can't just drive in from one to the other. So you have a hafrosh and avdol of two things that are distinct and different, and that means that the fates in themselves are distinct. Let's say a person takes something and he, in a field that is a big valley, the person takes out a marker and says, from point A to point B, and from point B to point C, and point C to point D, and back to A, is mine. And let no one cross that field, let that become mine. So the Havdalah that distinguishes that area from the rest is because it became designated for something else. Not machmas, the mitzias of the thing within itself, but machmas, the fact that it became a kli for something else. It has a different teichin than the other ones. So you have a way in which two things can become distinguished. Mikoyach, that they are different. So those two things are distinct. Their etzem physical mitzias becomes distinct, and that's one thing. And then there's a second area where machmas, that this chayfetz, even though physically this and if field and the other field are one continuous entity, of the machmas that it becomes, it became a kli for a different teichin, it's something totally different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam in that surah. The Adam, the first stage was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Vayitzar. He took earth and created another physical animal. At that stage, there is no difference between the guf and the guf of the other behemoths. He is biologically continuous with all the other animals, because on the first shlav of Yetzira, it was another animal. And it didn't change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never made a change in the guf HaAdam where he would become distinct from the other animals. The way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu distinguished Adam from the other animals is because he made him a Baal Teichen of a Neshama. Vayipach Ba'apach says that Tzelem, that Adam is different, not because his guf is different than Baal Chaim, but because the guf is only a chetimtze for something else. So when a person speaks of bottles, let's say, so bottles and bottles are, they're all the same bottles. But if one thing is a bottle of something, it's a bottle of water, so it becomes different because the whole metzias becomes a hechetimtza for something else. So it's bechlal not, it's not an entity of a bottle. It's a bottle of water. Adam, the guf, the tzura in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted ruchnius in the world was by making a certain chelik of the world a kli for something else. So it means that process requires two things. It requires that the thing itself become a teichen for something else, and it requires that it become distinct from everything else. After hivdalta enosh miroish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu distinguished Adam from other things. Things that are disjunct, you don't have to distinguish an animal from a rock. They're two different metzias. There isn't, the havdalah is when you have something that's continuous and you make it different. The only way to make it different, how to distinguish one animal from another animal, this animal is an animal. This animal has an neshama. But I wanted to hear the nature exactly. If two people are the same, I'm a person, he's a person, but he has a lot of money and I don't, that's not different. So he has a lot of money. If the neshama was something that it just, you add the neshama to the person. Some people have this, some people have money, some people have a neshama. Then it would not change the etzem cheftza. It's like, let's say you have bottles and one bottle of the mikra, something fell in. So it's not a bottle with a rock. A rock happened to fall to the bottle. But if when you say your mafkia its own mitzias and it becomes a mitzias for something else, that's when you get a cheftza of something that is different, because its mitzias is not a guf. Its mitzias is a kli for a neshama. So you mafkia the shem guf, behemis and chayis are gufim, and that's what they are. And Adam is a kli for a neshama. So when the chayfetz itself becomes miyuchid as the base for something else, that's where it becomes completely different. So the havdalah and the distinction is mitzad the etzem mitzias of that type of chalois of toichin and kedusha. So like this. So in HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that is physically continuous. Rocks are all the same and earth is all the same and so on. The way in which you can change it is if you take a square amma, an amman amma, and you say, this is miyuchet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not only the pshat, well, so in this area is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be, so b'meila, it's different because HaKadosh Baruch Hu happens to be there. I am mafkia the Shem, every piece of rock is a rock unto itself. It's a rock, because that's what it is, and that's what its mitzvah is. If this piece of amal amal is the mokum for Ashuras Hashchina, so that amal al amal became mufka, beteiras, its existence is no longer within itself. It doesn't. Its mitzvah is not a piece of earth or a piece of rock, but rather it's the platform for Ashuras Hashchina. So the Havdolah and the Teichen, the Metzius of the Kedusha in it, and the Havdolah is Hainu Hach. It's not, you know, it's very, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since Ashuras Hashchina, you should be careful and shouldn't walk in, you should this and that. The Havdolah and the Priestess, all those in Yonim, are the Etzem Bitui of the Kedusha. That creates the Kedusha, and the Kedusha is Mafkiyat Metzius for everything around it. So, Nitzina Lemeidim, let's understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that is completely physical. And pretty much everything is alike. Everything is similar. He gave the ability of being mafkia things from their physical metzias by designating them as a kli for something else. Just like Gufa Adam, if a person mutilates its tzelem elokim, it's a terrible avera, even though the guf is not substantially different than a guf behema, but it's not a guf adam, it's a kli for an neshama. The same way of a person, anything in the world that has kedush in it means because the tachlis of that mokrim has become mufka from within itself, and it's become a tachlis for something else. The word chayil, we've said a few times, the word chalal, a person, a guf that its neshama has left it, is called a chalal. And chayil and chayil comes from the word chalal, chalal, chayil. It means anything that is no longer a baal teichen, but it's become its own mitzias, that's called chayil. A piece of wheat, that its mitzias is wheat, and its tachlis is the flavor that wheat has, and the tam and the nutrition, that's called chulin. Wheat, that its tachlis is, its teichin is a hechatimtza for kvod shemayim, is called kodesh, so it's a minchas kodesh. That is the difference between, that is the tzura of chayil and kodesh in the bria. So everything that becomes kodesh needs a hazmana, because the hazmana itself is creates the kedusha. Hazmana is the kedusha. When I say that this should be l'shem kodesh, so it's not just a nicer way of embellishing the kedusha. That fakert in the hazmana for kedusha lies the afka of the thing from a berry of the atzmoy, where it's a dover megushim, to becoming, to getting a shem kli. The marshal, you have it in Hilchas Shabbos. You can be goyer a mita, agav a nifter, agav a kicker. There are halachas where the whole thing becomes a basis for something else and gets its halachas. In we'll be learning it in Beitza, Mirza Shem. A lot of the nyanim of things become mugda, not only by, I mean, the whole mukta betzim is based on hachana and azmana, that the mitzias of something is built on its designation rather than its mitzias per se. In those inyanim that a person, the hecker that something is for something else, for instance, a field, let's say a person has a field which is not clearly designated for any particular person to be in. A field is a pretty open place, pretty hefka place, and you know, somebody sleeps overnight in a field, and takes off a knapsack and sleeps over there. I don't see that because I designated the field for the other person. A field is a loose type of place, and it's part of the nature. People come in, people do things, people don't care so much. That's the metzius of a field. If somebody comes into my home and I give him a bed in the room and say, you know, this is my home, but this room is for you to sleep in tonight or this week or whatever it is, so then there is a stronger sense of being mafkia something from what it is, for a where its designation is afkar. It's my home, and I usually enjoy the right to every part of it. And now I'm saying for the next week, this is off boundaries for the rest of the house, and it's miyuchad for you. If I do it with my own bedroom, I tell somebody, listen, I have a very, very chashuv guest, and I tell them, you have my bedroom, I'll sleep in someplace else, on the couch, whatever, and this is for you. There is no stronger sense of hafkar that it's of being mafkia something from one rishus, and it's because the person is so chashuv, and because the person is so miyuchad, and because I'm so excited at having this the teichin, this person in my house, that I'm mafkia my very most private piece of property for that person. The metzius of kedusha in the world is nicker. It's not only because it's a strong nisayin of a person. It's the hecker of things. For instance, in ruchnius, if people are helpful to each other, a person has to be pshat in something, a person this was that. Since it's within a framework of ruchnius, the hecker that I'm yachad this for another person is less nicker. It's the tev of ruchnistic things that they're mufka from self to some degree and so on. If I take something that I'm very possessive of in a physical way and I say, here, have it, there's a much stronger sense of afkar of the thing from being a physical heftza to its tachlis. In those areas that a person is, the more physical something is, and a person puts it out of bounds for himself, and is miyachid for something, the tfisa of this yichud and this hazmana and this yud is much more nicker. There are two areas where the inyan of kedusha was chal especially. We once mentioned it. We mentioned mitkrach the Rambam. I want to mention mitkrach something else. The Zeya says, on this Yishach Ezechom Yikoydesh, Metzin Yisodeka, so it says that Yishach Ezechom Yikoydesh is Netilz Yadayim, Metzin Yisodeka is Hamoitzi, Yishka Komar Sela, Losh HaSela is Mayim Achroinim. Very strange, Vizkadishtem, Vizem Ktoishim, this is Mayim Yishainim, this is Mayim Achroinim. It's very nice. Netilz Yadayim is a very nice mitzvah. My machronim is not even leak. It's a minig. It's for other reasons. Moitzi is very nice. Very nice, but I mean, on this stands the Yeshua Klai Yisrael. I mean, this is Kedusha, but it is. Viskadash and Visim Kedushim is going on Tilsi Diamond and my machronim. Even though it's Rabbanans. Mal speaks about it by Richus, how the Rabbanans of the Raisa. But Becholifin, Viskadash and Kedusha. And in Arayas, Kedusha is there. So let's try to explain it first, maybe in achila, and then we'll go. Let's say a person eats in a most physical way. If eating is an extremely physical occupation, a child, the first sense that a child has is an eating sense. He sucks at a breast, he's hungry. That's really the first physical feelings that a child is aware of, is hunger, eating, and so on. When a child... So when a person eats unrestrained, a hungry primitive person puts himself into the food and he eats, you know, with his hands, with his feet, whatever he can, and he eats till it's full and stops. When I can take a suda and make it, and every person himself, when the eating is there for the purpose because he's hungry, it's less polite, less mugder, and so on and so forth. When you take a suda and you make it to honor somebody, so you impose a whole series of ginunim around it. You don't grab, you sit back, it's mechubadik, there is a tremendous amount of gedder and gvul that a person puts around it to say that be'etzem this meal is miyuchet for the kavod of this person. It's not a meal to because we're hungry, but rather like the Korban Pesach, it's nechal al soiva, because kolzman da'achila is to be masbia, there's something physical about it. When a person is magdirit, and the person says, I'm not starved, I'm not hungry, so then it becomes like a person who eats something, somebody else, we're now eating a sugar l'kavod to honor this person, not because everybody's starved, but it becomes a kli for a chetimtza, for a kli, a platform for honoring someone. So in yoni achila are as physical as can be. When a person is magdirit with the tilos yodayim, means he's making himself for it, and then there's mayim achronim, which means that sort of sets a boundary lefan of alachra. So then the person says that be'etzem achila is a kli for something else, and it's the strongest hechetimtza. The more physical something is, the stronger hechetimtza is for becoming a kli for something else. So if with the power of together, it becomes a kli for something else. Hagav atzma, there's a davar niflad moit. Every mitzvah stands by itself. Chazal were metaken a bracha. Good. In later on, the Mekubalim added l'shem yichutz and himuchun zumans. Fine, that's a very late thing. The only place where there's a takana of a hachana is birchas hazimun. Birchas hazimun me'ikar adin is let's bench. That's all it is. It's a hakdama where we want to be miyachid ourselves to do something. You don't find any mitzvah an element of zimun. In inyoni achila, faket, the mitzvah of achila, since it's so physically continuous with a person, the power of the getter that says, no, you don't just, you're hungry, you eat. There's a river. There's an tils yadayim, and a person says, I am now going to eat a suda, it's birkas Hashem, or whatever it is. That is inyoni achila. Inyoni arayis are the second area that is the most physically powerful inyon of a person. And inyoni arayis says a person has a passion, a person has an urge, and he does it. That's part of his physical self, and it's the most physical of his physical self. When a person is goyder himself in arayis, and he's it's a goof waiting for a neshama. Because as far as the goof goes, there is no difference between this arayis and that arayis. All arayis are arayis. They're all physically continuous. The fact that I make, that I'm goyderit, and I make a gather and say, it's not possible except under these circumstances. Why not? The teretz is because the whole hechetimtza of zivug is a hechetimtza for nafshis to kekesha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a platform in the Bria for a nafshis to kekesha of a person, and therefore that's all it's there for. That's what it is. For the person that's not Gadur Arayis, what does it mean that living with your wife is a special bond with her? I mean, if a person lives with everybody else, what's the special about it? Just like a person who's sitting in a cafeteria, in a regular lunch setting, and he eats the regular lunch with everybody else, then he says, then at the end he gives a clap and says, Rabbi, this was l'kavod so and so. Where? Why? How? I mean, it's the same meal. You're hungry yesterday, you ate. You're hungry tomorrow, you eat. The same thing. Where's the yichud over here? The gather of exclusion, the havdolah between that and everything else, gives it the mark that it's the toichin and not the etzem chefetz itself. The hafgah, just like gufa adam is muvdal in the fact that he has an neshama, and the ato yivdal tenesh miroish is what gave it the neshama, and vice versa. The neshama means that it's an entire different substance. If a person is parutz in arayis, so then there is no hechetimtza to give it any toichin. What do you mean this is a special? Sometimes you wonder what the term marriage means, except for something very legal about child support, maybe, because my nafkamina. If a person takes and is goyder himself in these inyanim, so the pshat is that the whole hechitimtza becomes a guf for a neshama. It becomes a guf for kedusha, and the gedder and is the gedder is not just that I'm restraining myself. It's I'm allocating it. This is the chelik that's being allocated for neshama. This is the guf that's going to carry neshama to it. So of the physical things, the person is miyachid it, and it becomes a kli for something else. And if a person is not miyachid, it's not a kli for something else. By definition, it's something like that. So the parish of Kedoshim Tiyu is, the parish of Kedoshim Tiyu is that understanding that the Gidri Arayis are not Isurim Ba'alma, but they're a p'china of a yichud. And b'meila, the whole teichin looks differently. Understanding that it's not the pshat b'mikro we said this is also that's also. It's the pshat that it became a tzur of yichud for something. That's where it's this thing. I want to go one more step and speak a little bit about the tzion part that we spoke about. And that's the idea of kedusha nesuin. That nesuin is the natural hemshech. A person feels a need for a wife, he takes a wife. That's normal mahalakha ha'olam. Kedushin means the person first sets a gedda and he's mafkia everything else. He asks everything else, which means that the woman became miyuchad for ishus. It means that the whole union of ishus became miyuchad. That's the kedusha of kedushin and nesuin. It's meroim it completely. The same thing with Shabbos. Shabbos is the mitzvah of being mekadesh Shabbos of is kedusha in the beginning and havdalah at the end, because time is continuous. Friday 1 o'clock and Friday 7 o'clock and Friday 10 o'clock and Shabbos morning, it's continuous. Physically, it's one continuous entity. By being goyderit, by saying adkan mikan ve'elech is Shabbos and adkan is Shabbos, that gives it the yichud that this is zman that has toichin and the other zman doesn't have toichin. I want to add one more knach. It's a deeper knach a little bit, and it's a dover oimik, the dover niflad moit. We spoke with the point we mentioned about Yishach Ezra mikodesh umitzion yisodeka. We said there's kodesh and there's tzion. That's in Vart itself. The Radzina says the Ishbetzer says it in Beis Yaakov, like this. Normally, the word tzion is a mark. It means you mark off something for something. Usually, the symbol itself is not a vowel. It's not meaningful, except it serves as a marker. For instance, if I need to demarcate two different fields, I can take stones, or little pebbles, and say, adkan this. Does the pebble itself mean anything? No, it's a chetimtza. It's a marker, like I mark off a kever with a white marker. It's a mark. That's what it means. So a lot of inyanim of kedusha, the demarcation of kedusha in a lot of ways are almost arbitrary, and it's a hechatimtza for together. You put up you make some sort of tzion, some sort of marker to frame it off. Let's take a mushel, and then we'll understand the word that he says. You take a person who has no sense of art or aesthetics, or at least no developed sense, and he's shown a logo of a company. Somebody designed a logo. A company needs a logo. Somebody designed one. Someone who's a mumcha shows him like this. Take a look at it. You see it has a zigzag to it. A zigzag represents speed always. The color is such a color because this is excitement, this is movement, this is that. And the person goes through all of it, he understands. And at first, or for the person that has no aesthetic sense, these are symbols. Just like A stands for A and B stands for B. And it could have been the opposite. B could stand for A and A could stand for B. It's just arbitrary. There is no intrinsic reason why such a symbol is A and such a symbol is B. The same thing, they decided that the zigzag is speed, so everything that has a zigzag in it means speed one way or another. Fine, that's one tfisa, and it's technically right. You know, the person, if he memorized all of them, he knows it. A person who has some aesthetic sense, and as he begins to appreciate it, begins to feel the sense of motion that a zigzag gives, the sense of power that the color red has, the sense of calm that the color blue has, the sense of mystery that a cloud has. It starts coming alive. It's not just a meaningless symbol the way A, B, C, D is. It starts becoming alive. It's not just, it's representative, but the representation itself carries the full toichen in the representation itself. It's not just a mikra and a metzias. The tzion in this world for us, a lot of the inyanim that are kodesh, a lot of the gdarim are gdarim, and that's what they are. Arbitrary gdarim, difficult gdarim, but that's what they are. And they demarcate the line between kodesh and chayil, and it becomes a vehicle for kedusha. Washing your hands. Say that. You know, it's sort of a symbolic thing. I wash my hands, I say bracha, now I'm ready to eat. Say that. You know, it serves as a gedder. And that feast is the first feast. That's a feast of kedusha. In Tzion, he says, he says, "B'shuv Hashem shivas Tzion hayinu kecholmim." When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, just like when a person dreams, symbols come alive. One of the fascinating thing about a dream is a person had some humdrum experience. He had hirura yoyim, this, that, the other thing, and then when he falls asleep, like those symbols come alive, and it's. What's fascinating about it is it takes on a certain toichen, and you feel the toichen in the symbol itself. And when a person wakes, it's hard to get that feeling again. The other yino kicholmi b'shuv Hashem shivas tzion, the pchinas tzion in the Beis Hamikdash lasid lovei will become. You're going to understand how the tzion and the toichen is one and the same. Ezra is when you help somebody on an emergency. You know, a person needs a helping hand. That's Ezra. Sa'ad is continuous, like a sa'uda. A sa'ad means continuous support. A sa'uda, it's a continuous lifeline. Today, Kedusha comes across to us as erratic. In other words, it's sort of, that's what the Torah said, and I'm sure it'll bring that result, and so on. Losid Lovey will live with that reality. The tziyunim will become alive, and you're going to see the toichen in the tzion itself. The Goyen says, I don't want to be mayach, Yosef is, I mean, that's the Goyen, this is much earlier than a Goyen. The Pchinas Yoifi of Yosef at Tzadik was called tzion. Yosef is gematria tzion. The Yoifi of Yosef and the Yoifi of Rochel Imeinu was because they were mafkia in the kedusha of Arayis, they were mafkia beauty. The beauty itself, if when it's taken in its own right, it's havel havolim. A person that's attracted by the physical beauty has nothing. I mean, that's all he has is a piece of meat. There's no teichen to it, and that's why by its nature, it's mafkia as a person's attention from the teichen. And rather the person focuses on the packaging, and b'meila that's why yoifi is usually hevel. The fas toyer of Rochel Imeinu that attracted Yaakov so much was because she was kuloi toichen. Yaakov Avinu was kodesh, kdosh Yaakov. Lerok keri miyom meant that when he saw something that had its toichen and its chutz the same, Then that was Shlemus. Yosef was called Tzion because he wasn't Yoifi despite no Toichen. He wasn't Toichen without a Yoifi. His Yoifi was a Pchin of Chachmas Adam Toriponov. His Kedusha gave him, just like the Koran or Ponov of Moshe was a result of his Toichen, the Tzion Yosef is Begmatia Tzion because he carried himself a seed of that Yoifi. The person that wasn't Mashchis is Tzura with Tumah. So the Yoifi on Yosef was the Yoifi of Tzion. we'll finish. The Goyin says that, it says, Hashem, Kodesh, 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 Hashem, Tzvokos, Melech HaLaaretz Kvoidei. So the Goyin says, Melech HaLaaretz Kvoidei, Melech HaLaaretz, he says, Tzion. The whole world is not full of Kedusha. Where's of Kvoid Hashem? Tzion, one word he says, Tzion. The Pshat is, he's not taking away the Pshuto Shel Mikra. In the Oimek of Kedusha, a person that has in the Tzion, he that has the Meloi Chol Ha'aretz. The Tzion is at first glance in Kedusha, Tzion is just a marker. Yeah, this is a holy place. It's not the whole world, it's just one place. In when a person is Misamek, the person that has in the Tzion itself, he that has the Meloi Chol Ha'aretz.